This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go, December the 6th, 2017. It's the Real KNC. Ken Laird.
Chris Curtis.
Gearing up for our big Real KNC on radio show this Saturday.
Oh, right. I forgot about that through all this madness.
Also known as the Heisman lead-in. Jerry's going to be along for a couple hours of good talk.
Sent my Heisman ballot in last night.
Oh, Saquon Barkley, number 4 or 5. We'll find out.
Did Baker Mayfield on display.
Yeah.
You put in a lot of work last night, my friend. You want to give props to our intern. Kirk was actually praising him left and right today.
Intern did a good job.
Devin
did a great job. I apologize.
Yes.
Was that your brand new iPhone?
New iPhone 10.
Yeah.
The picture it took of Kirk as we entered, that photo, it was on the cover banner page at EEI.com this morning, looking like a serial killer.
Looks normal.
Ah!
And we played a lot of the audio on the show today, at the risk of being repetitive.
Okay, can we get back to how wonderful you were last night?
No, we're done. I'm not screwing around.
He's coming on Globe.
We're not playing any, you understand me?
Star.
We're not playing any Globie sound today.
We thought we'd go through a little bit of the Globies behind the scenes. You were there, of course.
Yes, no, I know some people are tired of it, but I feel like there was enough there and enough visceral hatred.
The stairwell of anxiety where that you were posted.
That was the best part.
And people, just the looks on everyone's faces, like,
that
please
was like
don't
the
talk
room.
To me.
Yes,
please don't talk to me.
What can only be described as a bizarre event, at least that's what it was. It seemed very empty in that main room.
It was so bizarre. It was our first time going to this.
We're party. Live with the Globies right now.
And the prior 2 years, I guess, were relatively well attended. The last year it was David Ortiz. The year before it was Rob Gronkowski. So they had a big headliner who was there to accept the award. This year there was nobody.
Oh, disagree. Zolak.
Right. Zoe is big.
He's on the
way. I apologize for running me over, attempting to kill me
only a month
who
ago.
Are you?
For attempting to murder me a
Who's
month ago.
Name?
A month ago in the parking lot.
Why do you do this?
Why are you putting your finger on me?
Why do you do this?
Why are you putting your finger on me?
Me too.
Why? The great Scott Zolak.
But there were maybe
Zoe did 5 interviews with you guys.
Zoe loves. I mean, people think I'm kidding about this. He is obsessed with our show and this station.
How is the potty training process going for Tony Maserati?
That's a legitimate question. You can't answer
you're
that?
You're going to get new material.
He loves Kirk.
Tony Kuznera?
I'm not getting into that one.
Unbelievable.
He's double fisting, praising my sobriety, and then he's like, oh, but this is so good, you know, just pounding drinks.
I'm not accepting an award until Pete Abraham presents it to me.
Why don't you show your ass to Pete Abraham, and he'll like it, and then you get the award.
Well, there were some heavy hitters there, but I guess before we get to the big crescendo of the night, it was disappointing to not. I was really looking forward to dupes.
I was reading the bottom of DuPont's notes.
No dupes and no Pete Abe.
So I'm here with Pete Abrams.
By the way, no Henry, no Pizzuti.
I know.
Yeah,
no Werner.
Sun.
How much Sam?
How much does Linda care about the Globe if she can't even attend the Globe?
Pete Abe was a major disappointment because I know Kirk had some ass man lines up his sleeve ready to go.
You want the same one that Pete Abe follows? You want he wrote, time to change my password.
Those are Asian bots.
You want that ass?
All he had to say was ass word, and he would have had everybody on his side. Yeah.
Dupes was another fail because there's just so much mockable stuff with it.
I happen to like Kevin Paul DuPont.
Walk us through it. How did you, the red carpet was at the entrance of the House of Blues?
So you get in and you get the 25-yard red carpet. And there's a stand, this area where the media are supposed to be, that we were instructed by 2 security guards that we were 10 feet too far to the left. We had to be behind this sort of...
Right, if you're ticketed, it's fine, you can go in as a guest, but if you're doing media interviews prior to the event, you just need...
What do you mean?
Yeah, so who were the
enclosed
was real
area.
Security with like a rent-a-cop type
mall
cops or what?
There was the good cop, bad cop in a way. You had one guy who was an asshole when we got there. He had these eyes like they'd all been given a talking to.
Oh, they knew you were coming.
Oh, they knew we were
coming.
Well,
we made no secret of it.
The second we walked in, everybody's looking at us.
It's not often I'm in a room where everybody hates Mike. Well, that's not true.
We sort of just did a tour around and we set up about 10 feet to the left of where the cameramen were set up. I see Dave Dombrowski. I'm like, oh, let's go talk to Dave Dombrowski. We get him on there and, you know, Kirk does a couple questions. And
well, he had the canned answer ready for the Cora question.
Yeah.
He was
ready to go.
Kirk Minahan, WWE guy.
Hi,
Dave. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's been a while.
Yes.
What was your thoughts on the Trevor story this year?
Well, I mean...
Do you know? Because he said he didn't know about it.
Well, I didn't know about the situation before it took place.
I had the cologne going, smelled good.
Oh, good.
So right after that, this guy comes like right at us, and he's like, the media, if you want to be a ticketed person, you can go here. But if you're a media person, you have to go here. And then Kirk just does this game with them where he keeps repeating, like,
if you're media doing media interviews prior to the event, you can just stay behind the...
So if I'm media doing media interviews prior to the event, where do I need to be?
Just right where the rest of the media is.
Okay. But if it's media doing media interviews,
If you're media,
right,
doing interviews,
right, where do I need to be? So I can't go in there?
You can go in there as a ticketed guest.
We have a ticket.
Yep.
We have both.
I know.
Okay,
but
so then what's the issue
in terms of interviews?
What does it matter if we do it here or there? Like, what is it? Like, it's literally
right.
Guy had no clue that Kirk was just totally fucking with him.
Well, I'm 5 feet away.
I know, but we're just trying to make things organized.
Three people there. What's the difference?
And then for the rest of the night, he was...
There wasn't much media there, right? It was Dirty Water TV and Trags from all I could see.
It was literally four of us.
Okay, good to meet you.
We want to make sure you guys get what you're looking for.
An odd scene. So we had this one shorter security guy, and then we had this big guy who was trying to be chummy, good cop.
Oh, yeah, that guy sucked.
I think if you play your cards right with this piece, you could be up there for the Voice of Boston next year.
Fingers crossed. That could be the next Bob Social. You really think that could happen?
And he kept talking to me. He's like, oh, is this going to be like a podcast? Or, you know, and like you're trying to talk about the business or something. And I
but
just,
he worked for the Globe or was hired by the Globe.
He was worked for Elevate, the PR company that was in charge of this event.
So I am PR here.
They did a bang up job. I think he sold 20 tickets. These two were following us. They were within earshot the entire night.
Can you walk away now? We've agreed. I don't need to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. We're good. Our conversation's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
We get into the media area where we're allowed to ask questions.
Right.
And it's a waiting game for the who's who of the Globies. You know, we're waiting on, you know, some celebs. We're waiting on Shaughnessy.
Yeah, Shaughnessy came early, right, before you got him later.
Get Shaughnessy. Why do you think Gronkowski should be in jail? Why are you saying a prison term for Gronkowski, Mr. Shaughnessy? Avoiding the media. That's not impressive. I'm not impressed with that. He's a member of the media, and you've not answered the top questions. We are not done with him. We are just starting to cause problems.
Shaughnessy comes in early. He sees Kirk, and he darts.
I hate you guys.
I mean, couldn't run away fast enough.
I have to go now.
Gary Washburn came in, who I thought, you know, whatever, we have him in. He went behind the red carpet in some back alley and around, so he didn't even have to say hi to us.
What's the Gary Washburn story?
Wow. Or something.
Did he see you guys?
I don't know. It was so bizarre. And so...
You were resorting to interviewing the guy from Boston College.
I got Kirk a quick question with Martin Jarman about the BC Hoops
Good get
team.
By you.
Loved it.
Yeah, I got a question for you. How you doing? Is it true that 1, 2, 3, 4, the five of us can beat the BC basketball team right now? True or false?
So we realized that the red carpet is done.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk was making jokes about his parents' wakes.
Chris, you have anything to add to this event? You've added nothing so far.
I've experienced a lot of things on this show. I have never seen anything as dead as this room right now. There have been maybe two people I recognize, and it's my job to know who all these people are.
Let me just say this, and I don't say this lightly. Honestly, I had more fun so far at both my parents' wakes than I've had at the Globies. That's a fact, so far. I think it'll pick up, but I would say so far, there's a funeral atmosphere to this.
We go into the floor. And there's nobody from the Globe. We're thinking when we got to the floor that we were going to have like 10 minutes to run around and cause as much chaos as we could, talk to Globies before getting kicked out.
Yeah, he did a good job with the mascots that before you got in, so that was fine.
Pat, let me ask you a serious question if you might. What's the closest you ever were to Aaron Hernandez?
There's no Globe writers anywhere. Zolak texts Kirk, says they're all up in the Foundation Lounge. Let me come and get you.
Ah.
So he comes down, but he only has one pass, and you have to have, everybody has to have their own pass. One guy just can't bring in three people. Very long story short, we end up in this stairwell in the fire exit to the left of the Foundation Lounge.
Right.
So these people, these Globies, are leaving
to
head down,
yeah.
And they have to, there's only one way out. So we have Minahan cornering.
But how did you get past security to get up there? The one pass did the trick?
So our media pass got us up to that level. We just couldn't get into the Foundation Lounge.
Security was there the whole time.
Wherever we went, this big security guy followed. He was right next to me.
Yeah.
When we were up there. And he kept saying, oh, are you sure you need this? You know.
Sorry. Yes, you have to have certain conditions to come into the foundation.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
You have to have certain conditions to come into this
what
foundation.
What conditions are those?
This credential right here.
Oh, credential. I'm sorry. Yes, he has a credential.
Yes, he has. He could go into the room.
And he was giving Kirk a hard time about having two badges.
This is mine. Yeah, this is orange sticker. This is mine. So I go in. This is mine. He took mine. Yeah, so I go in.
This guy's the fucking PR guy at the Globies. Like, the weakest. We had more celebrities at our golf tournament that we set up in about 15 minutes.
That was a great tournament.
Than this place had. I mean, the biggest star was like Lenny DiNardo and Sam Horn.
Well, who's that chick from Nessun you were on?
Rachel Holt.
Schwing!
Spectacular.
She was at our golf tournament too, right?
Yes.
So you were very chummy with her at the golf tournament.
Yes, she does a wonderful job.
Not appropriate.
We finally get to the spot, and I think Kirk realizes this, and it's the place to be. And we have Joe Sullivan comes by.
Here's Joe Sullivan. Come here.
And you weren't there for the Sullivan.
I was not there for Sullivan because Kirk said, go see if Trags, who used to work at EEI.com, works for Elevate now.
Who could forget?
Asks great questions about Hollister.
Absolutely, yeah.
Bill, we saw a lot of Jacob Hollister.
And so I ran down. He said, don't have any. I think he was getting tired of us at this point. He thought we were going to be in and out, and he was bothered by the headache that kept going.
Talk about what he brings.
So I come back up, and it must have been a three-minute span, and Sullivan had already gone down the stairs. But
that was the creme de la creme of the night.
Joe!
No.
Why not?
I'm working here. I got to take care of Gino Cavalletti.
You can't give me 90 seconds?
I cannot.
So the Sports Center of the Globe, once again, as usual, running scared. Another common example of why the Globe has no guts at all. Focus on him right there. No guts whatsoever. Joe Sullivan, we asked him to talk.
Although Kirk later, of course, came back, you guys left and threw the security off the trail for a minute and then came storming back in.
We talked to Shaughnessy.
And instead, Joe Sullivan gives me, a guy who writes shitty college basketball columns, gives me the cold shoulder. I'm here to get answers.
Yeah, he's suspicious of your intentions. I don't know.
This is unbelievable.
Anyway,
I'm so sick of this goddamn. That's it? That's it? So you think Gronkowski should be jailed, correct? I read the column, should be jailed.
A couple other guys, Bob Ryan and others, we went down, walked out of the floor back to the red carpet area, and the security guard's with us, and Kirk's like, oh, I guess we're good. Thanks a lot.
All right, goodbye. See you later. Good night.
You know, have a good night, and the guy leaves. And then Kirk looks, sees Lucky with the basketball, and sees Joe Sullivan sitting down there, and he's like, we got to go make a run for it. So we go back in.
Oh, God, stop his head. Joe, get over here. Joe, come on. My dream is to bounce a basketball off Joe Sullivan's head. That's all I want to do is bounce a basketball off the man's head, and he will not allow me to do it. He will not look at me. He will not face me. He knows I want to do this, but the man will not do it because, once again, the man has no courage. The man has no balls. There's only one person in the city who wants to do this. Joe Sullivan will not even look at me. I want to bounce his Lucky. Wait, come here, Lucky. Come here. Can I bounce this basketball off your head very lightly?
Absolutely.
You can work with Joe Sullivan. This is the closest I'm going to get to bouncing a basketball off of Joe Sullivan's head before I die. That's it. The Luxter, my man. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Happy to help.
All right. Here at the Globe, he's a great guy. All right. Thank you, Lucky. I appreciate it.
All right.
He heard that. You can confirm.
Oh, I mean, he's within 8 feet away from where Kirk was. And Kirk is up on a little balcony, and he was sitting down shoving some, you know, chicken satay into his fat face.
Satay? Saute.
No, on the stick with the peanut sauce.
Yeah, chicken saute, isn't it? It's not satay.
Divisive as Trump. Not to go through this argument again.
Yeah, right. Divisive.
Divisive. What was the word today? We were combing back and forth over, Tomasi said. They were grilling him on his...
Peccadillo?
No, that was yesterday. Jerry was asking me if I had strange peccadillos in the bedroom.
Oh, there are many strange peccadillos in the Indian culture when it comes to relations.
What?
You heard me.
What's a peccadillo?
You reamer?
Which I said, we've got the Mount Lauer bag, and it's not that outrageous.
I've been trying to forget today's show, to be honest.
I can't imagine why.
Over. I know, especially since you're going to get penalized for taunting the ref or whatever the guy got the unsportsmanlike for anyway. If you're going to get it, you might as well earn it.
And I heard Willie McGinnis with the Midday saying that the Bills...
Penalized, you say it like that?
I know, huh?
Not penalized?
Do you say divisive?
I say both, penalized. No, I say penalized. Why'd you say penalized there? I say penalized. You call I it do penalty? Say penalized. No, I say penalty and penalized. Why is that? I don't know. I don't say divisive.
Oh, good.
You say divisive? I don't say pecan. You don't?
Pecan.
No.
Do you say pass route or pass route?
Pass route. Route.
Okay, yeah, it's route. If you live around here, it's route.
But paper route, you say. Yeah, paper route.
You're
all
over
the
same
place.
Word.
Yeah. It's maddeningly inconsistent. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'll work on that. Really work on that.
Anyway, so that was definitely the highlight. But a sneaky good moment was Kirk after this point. So we had, we're back on the floor after everybody thought we were done.
Yeah.
In the wild sort of scene of running around before that, I had spotted Big Jim Murray, our friend from Felger and Mass.
Yeah, I mean, there were friends there. Alex Speer, who was like faking phone calls to get out of the interview.
I kid you not, he was on the phone for like 12 minutes, then finally realized that we weren't going anywhere.
Alex Speer is pretending to talk on the phone right now. I know, Steve, hello. I know very well.
Alex Speer, who I was friends with, kind of. We talked for a little bit, then off air, we talked for a couple minutes, and Alex looked at me and was genuine and said, how do you handle your children now that you've become the person you've become?
How do you handle your children?
It's a very Alex thing to say.
I'm not a monster, you know. I'm the same person.
I saw your interview with him. He didn't want to be with you. He didn't want to be seen with you.
Right.
So we asked Big Jim about Tony Maz's potty training.
Yeah.
And how that went.
Is Tony Maz or Robbie Mao potty trained? Yes or no?
I believe so. We're all potty trained.
It was just an odd scene. Kirk and I were talking last night. It felt like Dino's bachelor party.
Hey, gentlemen.
You had a handful of people who actually paid to, you know,
Andre Tippett.
Just to meet Sam Horn and, you know, Fluto.
Yeah.
And they were nowhere to be found.
Any Andrew Mahoney, the ski team guy?
Or? Wow. Well, no, I think he was at the Sports Hub's moving studio, so he's helping them get over to Beasley.
Makes sense.
But no, that was a very, very odd, and like there was never you kept sort of waiting for something.
Joe Sullivan would not give you 30 seconds because he has no guts. He has no balls. I wanted to ask him three or four questions. He wouldn't do it. You saw it face to face. That who has tried to ruin us, has tried to get me fired, has tried to get Jerry fired, has tried to f*** the station over. A man, supposedly a sports editor of a paper, freedom of the press, afraid to answer questions.
I think Joe Sullivan's going to be a guest on the podcast coming up soon. I think we're wearing on him.
But isn't this the perfect thing for the Globe, right? Up in their ivory tower, surrounding themselves by...
Won't talk to the media.
Won't talk to the biggest star in Boston right now.
You're afraid.
Charging $150 to $200 a head for people to get to this thing.
What a joke. What an absolute joke.
Not to mention more diversity at the Dover-Sherburn High School than there was at this event last night.
Well, I have more people of color at my Christmas party than the Globies.
The diversity was a standout for sure.
Everybody looked like me, these middle-aged white guys standing around pretending that it used to... it's like the 1970s, the old... You know, Will McDonough, Peter Gammons, Bob Ryan, Lee Montville Globe.
I mean,
it's like Mutt filled out the invitations or something.
Don't bring black people.
It really is surprising that Mutt wasn't honored at this thing. I mean, it's his crowd.
It's been an interesting week. The fall book is concluded.
Yes.
We're feeling pretty good about the state of the ratings. We won another month, November, sixth straight month. Of course, that was last week's news.
Yeah, and it's pretty sad. I have a feeling the Globe and Globe Radio are sort of in the same boat here, you know, living off of past success and not really changing with how things are going.
Yeah, but even Finn admitted we won them.
No, I know. I'm saying that they're little Toucher and Rich are... lying.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You are fake news.
Just going out of their way. They would never have commented on a monthly, let alone the weeklies they've been tweeting out. And now they're just lying about them. So yep. It's interesting.
Steak and eggs for everybody.
We've got Tangway back tomorrow.
Yeah, Tangway we purposely scheduled for right after the book ends.
We're really happy that he's going to be kicking off our holiday book. So he'll be doing a great job with that.
Good morning. This is your mom calling for Kirky from behind the grave. Hi,
Kirky. Hey, Mom.
I wish that I was there. So, you know, like we used to do when your father was on those business trips, that you could come into my bed with me.
Wait a minute. Crawling your mother's bed?
Wait a minute. I don't recall that.
And because the book is over, coming up on Saturday, I think not only will we do the best of KNC from the week, we're going to look back on the entire fall book, right?
Ooh, I like that
highlights
idea.
Of the fall book on Kirk and Callahan. Coming
that
up
sounds good to me.
Saturday, 5 to 7 on 93.7 WBEI, the real KNC.
Can't wait.
Maybe Jerry, maybe Mutt if we're desperate. If we have Mutt on, it took a turn for the worse in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, no, I'm
looking... We invite all clan members on.
Yeah, I mean...
Are you a member of the clan?
I am
a member.
It's two honkies hosting, so Mutt will find a soft landing spot if he wants to call in.
I am for slavery.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.